This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. In downtown Anchorage, ivory carvers down on their luck spend time creating new sculptures. A workshop's goal is to give carvers and artists tools, materials, and a safe place to work. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, that mission is drawn from the founder's years on the street and in prison.
Leon Misak-Kinibiak shows off a workspace cluttered with tools and half-finished ivory sculptures.
I try to do like four or five projects at a time.
The air is thick with the chalky smell of ivory dust. All the carvers wear breathing masks as tools were. Kinibiak is an artist, but he also runs Arctic Treasures, a gallery on 4th Avenue that sells primarily Alaska Native art, mostly made on site in this workshop behind the storefront.
I don't consider myself a business owner. I'm like the director of the place.
Still, he deals with all the same headaches that go along with running a business. His phone rings constantly. Customers and carvers come and go as we talk. But what makes Kinibiak's model unique is that the workspaces are free for the 15 other carvers. They have to follow rules, no stealing and no alcohol or drugs. Most, but not all, of the artists are Alaska Native, some of them master carvers with decades of experience. There's a general agreement that in exchange for raw materials, artists will make one piece for the gallery and keep one for themselves.
We're pretty much hand-to-mouth. I carve to pay bills and feed my family. These guys, they do the same thing. They carve to have a place to sleep, food to eat.
When he was very young, though, Kinibiak started experimenting with alcohol and marijuana. By the time he was a young man, passions like art and whaling took a backseat to addiction. He spent a lot of time on the streets of Anchorage, and from his desk, looking out the window, he nods towards a nearby spot where he once overdosed, another where he was picked up after passing out on the sidewalk. Then, in 2003, he was part of a robbery where another man shot and killed a cashier.
I went to prison as an accomplice to a murder. A young man lost his life.
He was sentenced to 50 years and served 12. Kinibiak says it saved his life. He got sober, educated, reconnected with his passions.
Got out in 2015, a few hundred dollars in my pocket, a couple pieces of baleen scrimshaw, a couple carvings, and I ended up walking downtown trying to sell some of what I had, and this was the only place that bought from me.
Kinibiak rented studio space from the former owner and began making more art. When the previous owner, facing serious legal problems, decided to sell the business, Kinibiak bought it. The location matters a lot to him. He's surrounded by dive bars, the city's main homeless shelter, and the jail is just down the road. Instead of retreating from an area fraught with painful memories, Kinibiak immerses himself in it. He says it reminds him of where he's been and what he owes to the carvers who share his space. And he adds that he wants to pay back the community that raised him. Kinibiak says his mission is to give people a place to work, be productive, provide for themselves, and find respite from poverty, addiction, or whatever else they're struggling with.
You know, some of these guys were whaling captains when they were in their village. You know, they had a life before they came to the city, and they came here with good intention. And one thing leads to another, and some people are down on their luck.
With holiday markets and the shopping season coming up, Kinibiak hopes sales will pick up and help keep him and his carvers in business. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And I'm Trip Krause.